This is KVNF's regional newscast for Monday, September 27th. I'm Gavin Dahl. Former Colorado Republican Party Chair Ryan Call will be disbarred. He acknowledged he took nearly $280,000 from a super PAC supporting former President Donald Trump while Call served as the Political Action Committee's treasurer. The Colorado Sun reports Call admitted to entering the Rebuilding America Now PAC into a secret contract to pay himself $5,000 a month for political strategy and fundraising support, and misled members of his former law firm about his activities with the committee. He reached a settlement with Colorado's Supreme Court. Dark money in campaign finance was affirmed in the Citizens United Supreme Court decision back in 2010. But according to a press release, U.S. Senator Michael Bennett has introduced a new constitutional amendment along with Cory Booker and other Democratic senators to once again limit corporate giving in electoral politics. Called Democracy for All, the proposed amendment would limit corporate money flowing to candidates, raise the curtain on spending, and ensure courts no longer equate corporations with people's individual rights. Colorado Governor Jared Polis abandoned one of his own top climate policy priorities, the Employee Traffic Reduction Program, after a strong backlash from the business lobby. The Air Pollution Control Division is the state agency that works with volunteer members of the Air Quality Control Commission appointed by the governor to regulate Colorado's air quality. Colorado Newsline reports the commission pulled its support for a transportation-focused greenhouse gas rule after the commission had already formally initiated a rulemaking process. Modeled after similar trip reduction initiatives launched in dozens of other U.S. states and cities, the program would have required businesses with more than 100 workers at one location in the Denver metro area to designate a transportation coordinator and implement plans to reduce the number of employees commuting in single-occupant vehicles. Specific ideas ranged from telecommuting and flexible scheduling to providing passes for public transit or employee shuttles, with employers' efforts evaluated through self-administered surveys. Over the last several years, the transportation sector has overtaken electricity to become Colorado's largest source of climate-warming greenhouse gas emissions. For a record 19 days in a row this summer, the CDPHE issued high ozone action day alerts. Ozone pollution on the Front Range has spiked to dangerous levels over the last 2 years, up to 48% higher than the federal health limit, and some of the deadliest air in decades at 72 parts per billion. The Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission levied a $2 million fine against Denver-based oil and gas company K.P. Kaufman last week. Denver Post reports the commission found a pattern of violations, including failing to report spills and taking care of problems in a timely manner. The company also dumped several loads of soil contaminated with oil and gas waste on a field it owns with a pond and wetlands nearby. The $2 million fine is the second largest ever imposed by the COGCC. Motorists on Highway 133 can expect delays up to 30 minutes at Hunter's Loop near Redstone. CDOT is coordinating ongoing rock scaling and blasting to mitigate rock fall there. Travelers between Paonia and Carbondale can expect single-lane alternating traffic from 8:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. all this week through the work zone. The Paonia in Motion project, gathering public input into recreation trails and parks, is nearly complete. Delta County Independent reports public surveys and design meetings were well attended. Now the town of Paonia and their contractor, Western Slope Consulting, will invite groups like the Nature Connection, the Recreation District, and the Arts District to see projects to fruition. The largest renovations are the North Fork Valley Skate Park, the Teen Center, and a possible campground and visitor center on Samuel Wade Road near Highway 133 in Paonia. Hundreds of people marched in Denver Saturday in an action organized by the Colorado Immigrant Rights Coalition. Demonstrators demanded that Democrats overrule the Senate parliamentarian and include a pathway to citizenship in the upcoming budget reconciliation bill. Jonathan Flowers reports for KGNU from Denver.
Hundreds of people gathered in Viking Park to demand a pathway to citizenship and increased protections for the country's 11 million undocumented immigrants.
Just last week, the parliamentarian told us that citizenship for our community should not be included in the upcoming budget reconciliation bill. We know that she got it wrong. We will not take no for an answer. This is why we are out here today to fight for citizenship for all, for 11 million folks who have been left out.
The rally was styled after the Day Without Immigrants campaign that brought tens of thousands of Coloradans into the streets on May 1st, 2006.
We were asking for the same thing we are asking for today, 15 years later. We have been fighting for a pathway to citizenship longer than 15 years. It's time for we, the people, to include all of us.
I spoke with Eric Garcia with the Colorado Immigrants' Rights Coalition, which organized the event.
More than anything, we're here to demand for immigration be included in the reconciliation process. What we're seeing is that we're in a time where Democrats control the House, they control the Senate, and they control the White House, and still they're struggling to hold the line and make anything happen for us and deliver on the promises. And so today we're here to say the time is now. In a time now where you control everything, you have every tool at your disposal, we don't take no for an answer. We know the United States has a long, long history of intervention in these countries. We know they've supported coups. In fact, we have a member, Lucha para Honduras Libres, who's a member of CERC, who directly cites the 2010 coup, a U.S.-backed coup, as a reason for their forced migration. We no longer are ignoring that the U.S. is deeply ingrained in root causes of migration. And when folks get to the border, the rhetoric and the policies go to attack the symptoms as opposed to the reason, like, get out of those countries, stop destabilizing them, right? Like, it's that simple. I think I just want to emphasize the point that says we got a parliamentarian decision, and it's a recommendation, and we're asking Democrats to take it as just that. We're asking Democrats, in a time where you control every tool, to overrule. We're asking Democrats to overrule the parliamentarian and give us a pathway to citizenship in this reconciliation process.
After several speeches at Viking Park, demonstrators marched down Spear Boulevard.
Right now we are on the road, and there's a lot of people here for the same vision and purpose of making sure that everyone has human rights in this country.
I'm a DACA recipient. My parents came here to the U.S. 20 years ago. We've been waiting for a path to citizenship ever since. My parents had worked through the pandemic. The whole time they're essential workers, and they should be protected.
The marchers finally reached their destination at Tivoli Quad on the Auraria campus.
Bienvenidos, mi gente. Bienvenidos a todos. Welcome.
There, a large stage was set up, backed by a banner emblazoned with the words, Citizenship Now. The rest of the afternoon's program included music, dance, and spoken word. The Colorado Immigrant Rights Coalition said that they were glad to be able to bring local attention to a federal issue and that the time for action is now. They say that they'll continue to organize efforts until a pathway to citizenship is available for everyone. For KGNU, this is Jonathan Flowers.
That does it for Monday's KVNF Regional Newscast. Special thanks to Kate Redmond. I'm Gavin Dahl.